Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What are called Obamacare and Romneycare take center stage politically today. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney today tries to neutralize the issue that's been nagging his 2012 presidential bid. The issue is his key support at the time Massachusetts passed its landmark health care law in 2006. Romney will be in Michigan today to outline his plans for appealing President Obama's national health care overhaul. His critics say the Massachusetts plan provided the blueprint for the national plan, which they vigorously oppose. WBUR political analyst Republican Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne call this health care flap the pivotal issue for Romney. First, Todd Domke.
Conservatives will not forgive the idea of forced mandates on individuals. And that's Romney care, and that was, in fact, what inspired the model for Obamacare. So conservatives aren't going to go for the idea of let's divert attention away from Romney care to Obamacare, because they realize what Romney did in Massachusetts led to what the president did nationally.
Dan Payne.
Well, I think for Romney to be able to explain himself is a little like his trying to walk on marbles. I mean, he doesn't know where his next step is. For those who were in on the negotiations for the Massachusetts health care reform law, Mitt Romney was the mandate guy. So no matter how he wants to dress it up now or reexamine it in the light of his new ambition, you know, he's stuck with that.
WBUR's Fred Tice says that in New Hampshire, where Romney's running strong early on, his role in developing Massachusetts' health care program doesn't seem to matter one way or the other.
Well, it's probably because New Hampshire gets Boston media, and they're used to reading and hearing about what goes on in Massachusetts politics. They've already figured Romney out. I think he'll probably do well in New Hampshire, but being a front runner is never a comfortable place in New Hampshire.
One thing that Romney won't have this time that he had in 2008 in New Hampshire is a lot of support from conservative media in Massachusetts. Before, he had talk shows, conservative hosts promoting him. He doesn't have that at all. Conservatives in the media now are, you know, of the mind that Romney is not just yesterday's news, but someone who is such an opportunist, someone who reinvents himself ideologically and personality-wise and can't be trusted. So I think we're seeing a lag of opinion in New Hampshire right now.
All right, let's stay in 2012, but switch our attention to the 2012 Massachusetts Senate race. And the Democratic field is starting to shape up. Democrats who'd like to run against U.S. Senator Scott Brown. The new mayor of Newton, Seti Warren, is the latest to officially jump in. Not exactly a household name, Dan.
Yeah, I really have to wonder if this isn't the audacity of ambition. I mean, he really cannot explain why, after 16 months, he's ready to be a United States senator. My guess is, however, that he is running for another office down the line. He's getting his feet wet. He's going to run perhaps in 2014. He might run for governor. He might run for Congress. He might run for senator if John Kerry were to leave.
I agree with Dan that his problem is, what is his rationale for running? Why, after only 16 months as mayor of Newton, is he urgently needed by the Democrats to be the nominee? I mean, 16 months, I've spent more time than that in traffic jams in Newton. No, so
those were his fault.
That's right. But he doesn't seem to project strong leadership, and I think that's what it's going to take to stand out and win the Democratic primary. Congressman Mike Capuano would run right over him.
Will there be big names in this race? Do you think Capuano and other Democrats with bigger names than Seti Warren, Seti, will get into the race?
Well, it's not the bigness of the name, but if there are no major candidates that get into it, I think late in the game it's possible that a big-name candidate who has the motivation to run, who wants vindication, who wants to prove something the world could enter, and I'm thinking of Martha Coakley.
Wow. Well, there won't be a Kennedy running because Joe Kennedy and Vicky Kennedy have both said categorically they are not going to do it. And Deval Patrick has said he's not interested in being a senator, so why in the world would he run for it? But then again, people who are looking at their situation, the lesser-known people, are saying, well, Scott Brown was a nobody until he ran. And very late in that campaign, people jumped on his bandwagon. So, you know, lightning can strike a couple of times, perhaps, for this seat.
question about another Democrat in the race, City Year co-founder Alan Casey, who didn't have a whole lot of success in his last bid for the Senate seat, finished third in the primary field of four Democrats in 2009. Any chance that he'll do better this time around, Alan?
Oh, definitely. He's got time on his side this time. He had 9 weeks to run a campaign, and he'd never run for office before. He now has 18 months to do it. He raised $3 million in those 9 weeks. That's very impressive. I think he's really possibly a dark horse here that will do the hard work, the grunt work.
Let's talk about the incumbent, Republican Senator Scott Brown, who enjoys enormous popularity among voters still, but is now under attack currently by a group that's best known for organizing candidate debates, the League of Women Voters, which is running this attack ad against Brown.
When Scott Brown voted to eliminate clean air standards that reduce smokestack and tailpipe emissions, just imagine what it could have done to her.
The her they're talking about here in this TV ad is a little girl who's shown on the video wheezing and struggling to inhale. Todd, surprised by such an early attack ad against Scott Brown?
Yes, it's really strange. You know, a lot of Republicans have felt that the League of Women Voters has become the League of Liberal Voters and that they just reflect the politics of this one-party state. They're not the nonpartisan force that I think had so much credibility before. It reminds me of a lot of the negative ads that were launched against Brown in the closing weeks of the special Senate election. They were so over the top. I mean, people realize you can oppose a particular environmental bill without wanting to see people die. So I think this hurts the League's credibility more than it will hurt Brown.
But on the other end of the TV, this is a fairly effective ad visually. Is it going to sway people? You know, I mentioned at the start that he enjoys enormous popularity. Could this erode that?
I'd have to agree with Todd in both the sense that this is too early and secondly, that it does smack of those kind of unfair ads that were run against Brown last time. I have seen focus group tests on those ads and commercials, and voters really found them over the top. The big advantage that Brown has is time. The campaign will not begin until September of 2012. That's when we'll know who the Democratic nominee is and who Scott Brown will face.
That's WBUR's Democratic political analyst Dan Payne. Also joining us, Republican analyst Todd Domke.